Ephesians 6:12 through 18 says, "For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. Therefore, put on the full armor of God so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground. And after having done everything to stand, stand firm then, with the belt of truth buckled around your waist, with the breastplate of righteousness in place, and with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. In addition to all this, take up the shield of faith, with which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. And pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for all the Lord's people." And with that in mind, we come to our prayer spiritual formation verse.
It's from Matthew 5:44. "Love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you." This verse is not saying that when your safety is on the line or someone else's, you have to be around the person causing harm. This verse is a heart check, challenging our human response for vindication. The enemy wants nothing more than to use our anger to stir up hate, disdain, and retaliation. Division. Prayer for our enemies, those who have hurt us, humbles us to the limitless power of God, the one who actually is harmed by how we are treated, because he doesn't want any of us made in his image to be treated this way. He is a God who defends and a God of judgment. Being able to show love in unspeakable circumstances shows the power of God's love. It brings heaven down to earth when we act like Christ. He loves even our enemies. For God so loved the world means he loves everyone. Our inability to love causes our hearts, minds, and even our physical bodies to sin. So praying for our enemies keeps us in the ever-loving shadow of our Savior. Praying for our enemies reminds us that we too are sinners needing a Savior. God is so full of grace and mercy. Let's go to the Lord now in prayer for our loved ones and our enemies.
Hi, I'm Lenora. I'm a senior and I have attended the school since first grade. This week's attribute is God is gracious. Definition: one who is full of grace, kindness, mercy, and compassion. Scriptures: Nehemiah 9:31. "However, in your abundant compassion, you did not destroy them or abandon them, for you are a gracious and compassionate God." Psalm 86:15. "But you, Lord, are a compassionate and gracious God, slow to anger and abounding in faithful love and truth." Psalm 145:8. "The Lord is gracious and compassionate, slow to anger and great in mercy."
God, we praise you for being gracious. We praise you for being full of grace, kindness, mercy, and compassion. God, we thank you for your abounding and faithful love and truth. God, forgive us for when we take actions into our own hands, when we carry hatred, disdain for others, Lord, that you love, that you have a purpose for. God, help us to grow like you and be compassionate, showing mercy as we lift those up who have hurt us in prayer, as we pray for our enemies, those who seemingly seem against us. God, help us to see them the way that you see them. Father, thank you for your kindness and your compassion as we grow in Christ. In Jesus' name, amen.
And now as we pray from Ephesians 3:20, in the long pause, fill in whoever's name the Lord place in your heart to pray for. Lord, because you are able to do immeasurably more than all asks or imagines, according to your power that is at work within them, to you be the glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen.
This week we pray for protection and health. May students and staff at our school turn to God, who is a refuge in times of trouble. May all plans for evil be quickly thwarted, and may our school move forward in good health and safety.
Our concluding question for today: how do we see God and come to know him? We see God by the light of his revelation, not by our imagination. God reveals His character and His purposes through His word and works. See Scriptures Psalm 19:1 and 2, Romans 1:20, Hebrews 1:1 and 2. May the peace of God that transcends all understanding guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Have a blessed week. For more information or to find out more about our questions and answers, check out the book by Trevin Wax and Thomas West called The Gospel Way Catechism.